Yes. Oh, I was just listening to the song Good to Be Alive with Andy Grammer. So it's good to be live. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Connect with Kelly show. This is where we connect. We connect, you guys. We're connecting, collaborating, creating together. And if it's change we seek, hey, you know what? Why don't we be the change? I'm Kelly, your host. Thank you for joining me. I was just having a lovely conversation with Thomas, who's very, very amazing. I love you, Thomas, and I want to thank BBS Radio for just for creating this platform, for this platform that I get to play and have fun on. It's they're like ducks on a pond, you know. They're just all calm on the surface underneath. They're just their feet are just going fast. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all. Thank you, everyone listening. Thank you all for being here. Woo! Andy got me going, so I gotta kind of bring it down a little bit. Okay, y'all. I feel like chatting today. I feel like connecting. So, if you're feeling it, please call in. And when I say chatting, connecting, I mean about anything. So you can call in at toll free at 888-627-6008. Or you can call direct if you're not in the States here, 323-744-4831. So I'm serious. What's going on? What's going on, y'all? Who feels like chatting? I showcased the song Can You Feel It by the Jacksons on my last show. So I'm just really trying to feel into, you know, as Q says, the collective. What's everyone feeling? I know we all learn and grow from just feeling each other, right? This ascension thing is no flipping joke. Do you ever feel like you're on an island all by yourself? I certainly do. And I know there's a lot of my friends that can attest to that. I know I'm not alone in that. A couple shows ago, I shared my futuring versus nowing. I know it's not a competition, but futuring versus nowing experiences. And the feedback I got about the caller interaction on that show was it was just more of that, please. So I feel like we're all kind of yearning to connect, to hear more from each other. That's kind of it in a nutshell. What about pasting? There's a new verb for you. Anybody caught in a loop doing that? You know, not to dwell on anything in the past, but bring it on. Let's talk. How are you feeling? How are you, I guess, freeing is the word, freeing yourself from pasting. Pasting's not a bad thing. I know Q said, I love the past experiences to make the future experiences. But pasting is thinking using mind energy. And for me, as Muji says, right now, at this point in my life, I just don't log in anymore to the past for sure, but to thoughts in general. Because I know just from my witnessing, observing myself, I know thoughts just shape shift from one moment to the next. And there's no flipping into it. You know what I mean? So I just don't log in. Thank you for that. That's Muji. I can recollect a past experience, but at this point, I just don't attach to it because the past is gone. It's done. Alternatively, what do you want more of? What do you want more of right now? And I was thinking about it this morning. Here's something I want more of, and this is just lobbing it up. So I live in rural central Oregon, and I'm really active. I'm outdoorsy. I'm active. So I dress accordingly. So right now, summertime, it's flip-flops and tennies, tanks, tees, shorts, all the summer stuff. There's so much to do here. Mountains, lakes, rivers, hiking and mountain biking trails galore. So there's so much more. It's an amazing playground where I live. I guess you could you could call me Sporty Spice. Yeah, I'm like Sporty Spice. That to say, there's just not a lot of reasons to dress up here. And I'm really yearning to explore and play more with my feminine side, with the girly girl in me. That's really coming on strong lately. Like right now, I feel it would be fun to find opportunities to wear summer sundresses and sandals. That's just not what you do here. It's very country. So, but that note to self, that includes world travel, spirit. So how about you? What's alive for you right now? Have you experienced any cool synchronicities lately? I'd love to hear about them. I just know when we share, we just all experience the endless possibilities through each other. Whew, so let's connect. Well, this is Connect with Kelly, y'all. Okay, but first, no, I didn't forget, but first, another highly conscious breadcrumb band. The band is Five for Fighting. And this song is called You Were Born to Win. And it goes like this. So here we are. The future's now. The time, your time has come. The stage is set. The lines are drawn. Today you'll shine, my son. Earth is shaking. Don't be scared. You were born to walk so that you could run. You were born to fall so that you could stand up strong. Sometimes you gotta bleed so you can feel your skin. You were born to win. You're not alone. We've been here before. On giant shoulders, tall you stand. All is that you need. All is that you have. When you fit right in my hand. The world is waiting. All is bare. You were born to walk so that you could run. You were born to break so that you could come back strong. The only way to start is for you to begin. You were born to win. I love that. So here we are, the future is now. The only way to start is for you to begin. In another one of their songs, they say, history starts now. Think about that. History starts now. Can you feel those words? Consider this. Consider that what we're experiencing now was a future moment seeded by a series of now moments. Does that resonate with you? We've created everything we're currently experiencing by stringing one now moment after one now moment. And again, as Q said, I love the past experiences to make the future experiences. In other words, there's nothing to wait for, gang. We can create what we want starting right now. How about now? How about now? Now? God, I'm funny. So as the lines populate, I'm channeling my inner Q, I feel like today. I guess I'll talk. Okay, so here's something that has both a whimsical and a serious tone to it. Some of you know who Benjamin Fulford is. He's a reporter and an investigative journalist. I believe he used to write for Forbes. But basically he counters US propaganda and he exposes people to the truth. And on his website, benjaminfulford.net, Benjamin Fulford, FULFORD.net, he had a post on July 30th that made me chuckle. So I'm gonna read this post because it's kind of funny. Like I said, kind of funny, and it's got a serious tone to it. So at the very start of this post, what got me to chuckle was it says, "Some words of wisdom from Bugs Bunny." And he's got an image, kind of a meme at the end of it. But the meme is Bugs Bunny just kind of lounging around in a lazy chair with a cup of coffee, kind of a smiley smirk on his face. And the meme says, "Word of the day, exhaustipated." Exhaustipated. You ready? The definition of exhaustipated is too tired to give a shit. Okay, so now I'm going to read his post because it's pretty good. So this is what Benjamin says. "Not because I've stopped caring, but because I've seen the script, read the spoilers, and watched the same bad actors in the same collapsing play over and over again. When you've seen through the matrix, peeled back the layers, spotted the strings and the puppet masters, there comes a point where you just can't. Not today, not this cycle, not this version of the same tired psyop, which is problem, reaction, solution. The problem? A virus, a terror cell, a weather system, an ideology, a carbon footprint, a digital ghost in the machine. The reaction? Fear, panic, confusion. Primed and broadcast in real time, 24/7. Mind control at its finest. And the solution? Pre-written, pre-approved, waiting in the wings. Lockdowns, injections, surveillance, scarcity, control, military intervention. These aren't just political performances, they're psychological rituals crafted to hit the ancient instincts, fear, belonging, survival, archetypes hardwired into us, activated and manipulated at scale. And somewhere along the way, you realize that pointing it out doesn't change the script, at least not yet. You've been the lighthouse, the warning bell, the decoder. You've been the one shouting into the storm while others danced in the rain. And now your voice is hoarse, your nervous system frayed, and your soul in need of realignment. Diagnosis? Momentary exhaustipation." He continues, "Sometimes the most awakened thing you can do is step back to laugh at the absurdity, to turn off the flippin' news." Oh, that was my, I added that. "Turn off the news and walk into the garden. To stop treating every crisis as your personal responsibility to solve or explain. Because they're gonna keep spinning the wheel. But you don't have to stay strapped to it. You don't have to react to every plot twist. You don't have to rescue people from the movie they still want to watch. You don't have to perform your awareness. What you do have to do is take care of the vessel you're in, the spirit you carry, the mind that's seen too much, and the heart that still aches for what could be. So if, like me, you're feeling exhausted, good. That means you're human. That means you've been paying attention. And that means it's time to rest. This war isn't won by those who burn out. It's won by those who know when to recharge, reroute, and rise again when it actually matters. Exhaustipated, isn't that the greatest word? Too tired to give a shit. So funny. I love it. Thank you, Ben. Benjamin is right when he says, you don't have to perform your awareness. That just gets so exhausting, doesn't it? So unless I'm asked, I just don't try to wake people up anymore. Okay, so here's how I see it. You know those turkey timer pop-up, those red pop-up thingies on, like the butterball turkeys? I feel like the heart-centered beings have them. We all have kind of, it's just an image, y'all. But we all have them, and all of our pop-up timers pop up at different times. So in other words, some of us, and this is for lack of a better way of saying it, some of us wake up, so to speak, and reach a higher consciousness on our own, at our own pace, without anybody's help. Sometimes we need help, and like I said, if I'm asked, I'm right there. So what I've come to is this: you do you, I'll do me. That's it. No matter how wackadoodle I perceive this world, or my neighbor, or my friends, or whatever, I just default to you do you, you do you, I'll do me. To me, it's the easiest way I know to stay in neutral, to stay in peace energy. I'm courteous and I'm kind, but I just don't engage in the psyop. I'll just be over here creating what I want to experience, and I pop in and out. So I feel you, Ben. Thanks for sharing that, and for all you do. Just keep up the good work. I highly recommend you go to his website, benjaminfulford.net. I think I've got a caller. I love you, Lauren. Thank you for being such a brave soul and calling in. And what you got on your heart, girl? Good morning.
Hello, Angel.
Hi, Angel. How are you?
Do you think Charlie's listening? You
Well,
think our Charlie's listening to us?
I was gonna get, I use a strong word, but I duck yeah, he is. Duck yeah.
Don't you say it? No, I'm listening to you, Kelly, and just inspired and just love. I love the exhaustipated. I love that.
Good.
And I really just wanted to call in and just
Oh,
share love and connect with you and
my love, thank you.
it's I don't
You
know if
got
you've
your
been feeling
show coming
energy.
up.
We do, Zosia and I do. That's right. It's we're
Next
excited and
up, Unstoppable Love with Lauren. Lauren's live and in person right now. I don't want to take away from I don't want to take away from your show, but did something come up when I was, talking for you?
I was
If I
just
can
yeah, I
ask.
was just feeling it. Yeah, please. I was just feeling what you were talking about with what just repeating Benjamin Fulford and his work and love his work. But yeah, I've been feeling kind of some funky energy this week. I don't know if the audience has been feeling it, but I resonate with the exhaustipated, It's just it's interesting this energy and just going the in between, one week I'm floating and I'm like I'm not even here. And then the next week, so it's interesting just observing, and I just love hearing, where other people, where others are at, and what they're feeling. So I love that you shared, what you're sharing. And I too have been just, okay, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready. Let's go. Ready for the next step. And I
It's
remember Q saying, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, please continue.
I remember Q saying, and I actually have it on printed out when I called in. I actually had the transcript printed out and on the side of my refrigerator. What's the next step? And the way he phrased it was, well, when you say, I'm excited for my next step, right? I'm excited. It excites me. Your spirit will respond to that versus it has to happen now, like it has to happen now or else. So just, I love that. And I have that as a reminder to myself,
That's so good, Lauren. Thank you for sharing that. I feel you. I know exactly. We talk often, and I feel exactly what you're saying about that, as Zosia said, the magical middle or magnificent middle. It could be magical,
The
yeah,
magnificent
because
middle.
yeah, the magnificent middle, because things are brewing, I feel. Yeah, there's the funky, crunchy, kind of grainy stuff we're going through, and it kind of sucks, really, the feeling of it. But it's that, the knowing that it's there's something brewing. That's what I'm feeling. It's a little uncomfortable, but I totally,
Very.
I'm with you on. I was just commanding my spirit yesterday to just show me the next steps that I want to take to where I want to go, what, to the experiences I want to have. And but sometimes there's this pause that, like you're saying, it's just, oh, how about now? How about, how about now? And so thank you for sharing and commiserating with me. But yeah, we're straddling, right?
We're
This ascension
straddling.
thing,
I think
it's no joke.
it's no joke. And and Kelly, just to add to that, I feel like when you said straddling, that brought up something for me. The two worlds split, and it's more palpable now. It's more palpable. I feel it, and yeah, just sometimes I'm a little uncomfortable, but I'm not turning around. I'm not going backwards. I'm on the ascension train, and so
I can't
just
imagine.
observing. Oh God, no. So yeah, that came up for me. And also, Kelly, since this is Connect with Kelly, I
Yeah.
gotta bring up the Hussy Hut. I gotta bring
Oh,
up the Hussy Hut. I gotta
please
bring up
do.
Cheeks. Zosia, my girl, we're coming up with more drink names and more coffee names,
Oh,
and we're still deciding
yes.
between the catamaran or the monohull. Like, we're still deciding
Yeah.
which one to go with.
Oh my gosh,
And
I love that.
and the dolphins, of course, the dolphin birthing centers. And I've asked myself many times, like, how does this work? How does this work? And my matrix mind and my linear thinking is, oh, I need OBGYN, I need this, I need that. And when actuality, we might not need any of that, but yeah, so just putting a shout out for that, just plugging that and giving energy to that. And yeah, so that's what I wanted to share. And I just love
Oh my
playing with
gosh.
you because you're just so much fun.
Oh, you know what, Lauren, I thank you for sharing the Hussy Hut and the dolphin birthing centers, because when you share, and this is for everyone, when you share, I just see it. I feel it. And I know the three of us are, whether we're running, skipping, walking, cartwheeling down the white sandy beach with the clear blue water, I'm there. I'm with you with the special drinks and the highly energetic special drinks that are made. And yeah,
That's
thank you for
right.
sharing that. It is the train has left the station, girl. It's going. You got
That's right.
it.
It's like that. It reminds me of that song by Aretha Franklin. I'm riding down, she's in the pink or pink convertible, and she's like, I'm going
Ah.
riding down the freeway of
Oh.
love in my pink Cadillac, right? I'm like,
Absolutely.
see ya.
Yes.
Bye,
Yeah.
everyone. See ya. I'm going.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I don't want to
You all
take up
do
any more time, Kelly.
I'll do me. I'll be in the pink Cadillac.
Yes, exactly. But I don't
Hopefully with
want
your
to take up
girls.
any more time. You might have other people listening than wanting to
Yeah.
share. But yeah, I love
Oh.
you.
I love you, Lauren. Have such a great show, and I'll be listening. And please, y'all, you gotta tune
Yeah.
in next show at
Oh.
I'll just say 9 a.m. Pacific because that's what my brain can pull out right now. So, have a great show,
Oh,
my
it's
love.
12 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. Oh, I
There you
love
go.
you.
Thanks for
Thank
the math.
you.
Okay, bye.
All
Have a
right.
beautiful day.
Bye.
Okay, Idaho Bo is on the line. Idaho, Bo, are you with me?
Hear me? Can you
I
hear me?
hear you,
Can you hear
girl.
me?
Hey.
Excellent. I'm in my car. That's why I wasn't sure if I had to press any buttons or anything. Hello, my girlfriend. How are you? You sound wonderful. I
Hi.
love everything you've shared. And I
No.
love the part about, excuse my English, not giving a shit about what's going on in the Matrix because it's just all an illusion.
Yes.
And yeah, it's not real anyway.
Isn't that just so true? Too tired to give a shit. I'm just tuckered out, as Q
I
would say.
love
I'm just
that.
so tuckered out. So, to Lauren's
I
point,
can feel
I
when
want,
that's.
go ahead.
No, you go.
I just lost it. So please feel free.
Okay. I was going to say, I too have been not consistently, but having those moments of just total exhaustion. And then also feeling like, going, hearkening back to Simon Garfunkel, I'm a rock, I'm an island, all alone, all by myself. And I basically am. I don't really have physical friends where I live. I do have extended family, my sister and her tribe. But I connect with Kelly and all of my other friends. And unfortunately, you know, the internet is still very prominent in that at this point. But I think we're getting better at psionically connecting with each other too. I know I'll call my I'll pick up my phone after thinking about our friend Corinne, and it's her calling, and I'm just thinking about you, girlfriend. And you know, so we do that. But I have felt that aloneness, but I also know in those alone times is when we can do a lot of major internal growth.
Oh, absolutely. I totally concur with that. Some of those exhaustipated moments for me, sometimes I'll just go lay on my bed. And it's not like I want to go lay and sleep and nap. I'm not a huge napper. But I can kind of go into a really perfect peace energy state. And that's where I feel the spirit is doing all the work. And then I kind of come back out of it and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm gonna go to outside, I'm gonna go hike, or you know, it's just kind of a reboot, a refresh, so to speak. Do you do that?
Exactly. I do that. I'll grab Lily, my little schnauzer, speaking of synchronicities. And she loves to cuddle, so we'll cuddle on the couch or sometimes the bed, but we'll cuddle and maybe nap for just going in and out of that, not quite slumber, but you know, going in and out of that and just feeling her close to my heart and just, you know, reconnecting with that little spirit, which has been a big spirit because she's been a lion being for me and also a dragon.
I
And
love
yes, and then being re-energized. Exactly. Yep.
it.
Sounds like
Yeah.
we're on the same page, girlfriend.
Oh, I know we are. Oh God. Yeah. So it is kind of lonely, but at the same time, I know, you know, we have our tribe and the tribe is growing. It's, you know. But it's those moments sometimes it's like it's we all have our own individual ascension journey that we have to go through alone. And you know, I'm in it to win it. It's an interesting, crazy, fun experience. So thank you for sharing your experience with me. I love
Interesting
you so
ride.
much.
I love you too,
It's
darling. I wanted to say,
okay.
oh, I just lost it too. Anyway, I love you dearly, and thank you so much for your show. It is amazing. And we all have our projects. You know, mine's really similar to yours.
Yeah, say it.
And
Do it.
well, the one I presented to Q, which will next Friday will be 3 years ago, I presented to the PRQ team, which seems amazing that that much time has gone by.
I know, so fast.
But I call it the remembering ranch, being in immersed in nature to reconnect and start remembering who you are. Because, you know, some of us are fortunate, like you said, we're all at different places in our ascension process. And some of us are still beginners, and there it's all good. Oh, I
Yeah.
remembered what I wanted to say, and then I'll get off so somebody else can call in. Is crap, I forgot it. Good, you
I love
called it.
it. Welcome to the show, right?
I love you dearly, sister,
Love it.
and hope to connect in person soon.
Yes. So what time? So tomorrow, down and dirty, what time's your show for
No, next
remind me?
it's a week. It's a
No,
week
okay.
from Sunday. So Sojourns is next Saturday, and we're doing religion part three. And then the day after that, Sunday at 4 Central is Down and Dirty, and we will be going live, taking calls with our wonderful friend Matt.
Oh,
And we're going to
cool.
talk
I love
about what
Matt.
is freedom. And yeah, it's going to be fabulous. So everybody tune in and call in with questions. And I thank
Yeah.
you, Kelly. I love you dearly.
Thank you, my love. Have a beautiful day.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. I want to talk with Beth from Washington, my beautiful friend Beth. Thank you for calling, Beth. What's up with you? What are you playing with?
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. I'm having so much fun listening to the whole conversation today. Full transparency, I woke up this morning feeling super quiet. I might not talk again all day.
Oh.
And I still felt inspired to call in, so I'm just letting you know. And I can feel that, like Bo was just laughing about losing words or not finding the words, and I'm feeling that way today too. So, I don't know what I don't know how I'm gonna do here. However, I want a second. As you know, I usually don't have any trouble finding words, but anyway,
Yeah.
I don't know how much.
It's a thing right now. It's a thing, girl.
It is a thing. And so I have been, so here's what I want to share is I follow Ben, and I listen to his Friday, he does Friday updates, everybody, if you're interested, on Rumble, where he kind of does his update for the week. And what I've been loving the last few weeks, even with him, is his acknowledgement of just being tired. Like you, I loved what you shared of his post, because it's so true for those of us who are inspired to participate. I know to the center of my being how many times we've been through this, and that this is our time to succeed with ascension, and how fierce I feel about it. And at the same time, we're all tired. We're so tired. And on one level, when I go into my spirit, there's a lot of joy in it, because we really are in the final stages, and it's okay to be tired right now and just help each other rest and relax. And as he said last week, which I always tell my clients, is this is the month to charge your batteries, because we're now I just lost my words. Anyway, that's my update. I'm charging my
I love
batteries.
it.
Oh, going into my garden. I wrote an
Oh,
article this
yeah.
morning. That's what I do when I'm not sure what else to do, is I just walk outside into my garden, and I'm back in my body. So.
I totally get that. I literally go touch a tree or go hike on a hiking trail. You know, sometimes I get my car and go, but sometimes I just walk down the street. I have some BLM property like a half a mile from where I am, and I'll just go commune with the trees and the rocks and everything. And I'll come back out of there just, oh, okay, I'm back. I'm good. I'm back online. So yeah, but you have a you sent out a newsletter and I got your newsletter and you said some beautiful things about joy. That's who we are. That's our spirit. Our spirit is just joy. And that's all
Yes.
it knows. And sometimes it gets pig piled a little bit, but it's always there. Always can tap back into that.
Exactly. That's what's super interesting in learning about timelines, and really practicing these timeline tools the last couple of years especially, is my spirit's always in joy. It doesn't matter if I'm tired or not. It's only a problem when I'm tired if I get worried that I'm tired, or worried that
Right.
I'm not doing something I was supposed to do, and that's the timeline. It's not in the
Yes.
moment. Spirit loves
Yes.
whatever adventure I'm having, even if it's lying on the couch or just stepping up and getting away from what I thought I was going to do and going and visiting with my little 4-year-old neighbor who's learning to ride her bike, who makes me so happy.
Oh, so cute.
Our spirit isn't worried if we're tired. It's just
Exactly.
what we're doing right now.
That's the body experiencing something biological. So you just help, we have so many energy bodies. That's just one of them, and you just take care of it, and then you're off and running again.
Yep.
Thank you so
So,
much, my love.
thank you so much. Thanks for showing up this morning.
Oh, no, thank you for showing up. I love you, and thank you for kind of coming out of your, I don't want to put words to it, to just share what you're feeling. I really feel how important that is for all of us to just feel into our experiences, because we're all going through it together. We're all one, y'all. So
We are doing it.
just,
We're
yeah, we're
doing
doing
it,
it,
and it's tough
and it's
work.
for real. It's
It
tough
is.
work. It is,
Yeah.
yes. So thank you for showing up and doing the work
High
and
fives
being
all
you.
around, right?
Yeah, fist bump.
Thank you. Thank
Love
you.
you.
I love you. Bye.
Bye. Talk soon. I would love to chat with Sunshine. Hi, Sunshine.
Hello, beautiful. I am loving
Hi.
your show and hearing all of our friends. It's so good.
Yeah, I love it too. And I love you. Thank you so much for calling in. What's going on with you, my love?
I love you too. I'm exhausted. I am also a vengeful follower, and
Wow.
yeah, it's hard to give a shit sometimes. So that just cracked me up. But you talked right before that about the now, and you are so synchronistic with what I'm going to talk about on my show later today, because I
Cool.
am reading Eckhart Tolle's book about the power of now. And with how we've joked about me, like, welcome to the jungle when I go into the matrix and all of that, I'm really focusing on, it's hard for me when I'm in the matrix to just be in peace energy. I'm going to be real honest with my listeners today. It's really hard
Yeah.
sometimes with what comes at me.
Yeah.
But when I call it, when I step through the portal, my garage door, my garage man door back into my house, I step back into peace, right?
Yep.
But I have a term, a week, I love exhausted. I'm adding that to my vocabulary. But my term is foof, FOOF, and it's fresh out of duck.
Ah, yeah. I love
So
that.
that's where I'm at. I'm fresh out of them. But I
Oh
do
my
want to
gosh.
tell you what you said. I know, right?
Yes.
What you said about living in the now really has been resonating with me lately because of the matrix battle that I'm in. And so I'm really thinking that if I'm going through it, others are too. And that's kind of the purpose of Whiplash Talk, is to let people know, transparency, this is where I'm at, this is what I'm going through, but this is how I get back to my peace energy. And that's what we were talking about on the phone on your show. Others are talking about that as well. So I just wanted to call and say, gosh, I love your show, and connect with Kelly. She does some really great work. And please, please, please keep bringing it, because you're over the target and you're on point and you're making a real difference. And I love you.
Oh, I love you too, and back at you, girl. And your
Thank
show, is
you.
it noon Central Time today?
I'm 2 Central. I'm two
Oh, two
central.
central. Sorry. I'm so wackadoodle
No,
on the
that's fine.
time. So Whiplash talks at 2 Central today. And Sunshine is going to share some juicy morsels with y'all. So tune into that. You know what's funny? Your foof. I love foof. And I'm just going to say it. I do. Mine is NFG. I got no fucks to give, y'all. I just don't. I just don't play anymore. So NFG,
done.
You guys, yeah. Welcome to use yep. that. Stepping back into my little cottage, my little sanctuary. I live alone. Yeah. I have family around me, but it's all good. So thank you so much for showing up and doing you and just being a voice of love and support and help for all of us. I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you too, sister. It's a good, good, good day when I can hear your voice.
Oh, back at ya. Beautiful day to you, my
Thank
love.
Thank you. Have a beautiful show. Beautiful day to you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, my heart is feeling so full right now. Oh, I love it. I think I'm fresh out of callers, but I want to share another experience I had recently, you know, that might resonate with someone. Maybe it'll spark conversation. So I recently had an experience. I just really feel it's a great metaphor for how, as Sunshine says, I almost said your name, how being in the now got me to where I wanted to go easier. I don't want to say faster, but just easier and with more grace, I guess, than before. So I refer to myself as an elevist, ELEVIST, elevist. I don't know if I'm making up another word, but there you go. Elevist. I'm an elevation seeker. I love to hike up to high places for many reasons. A lot of it's challenge. I love challenge. The exercise for sure. The views around here are amazing. Basically a change of perspective and really the energetics when I get a little bit higher are, it's phenomenal. It's just fantastic. So there's this butte near where I live. I have to drive there a little bit, but I've been particularly challenged by it. The trail isn't just steep. It's steep, but it has a lot of scree as well. Scree, S-C-R-E-E, scree. So scree is basically just loose and unstable fragments of rock, I guess. So as an elevist, one of my goals is to increase my stamina. Now, at the risk of sounding arrogant, that's not my goal, but I'm in pretty decent physical shape. I'm pretty fit. But when I first started hiking up this trail, I knew I would have to stop and catch my breath multiple times. So, you know, I checked the ego at the door. But my goal with this particular trail was to eventually just bust cleats up to the top without stopping. That was my goal on the outset. And after the first few times, it had gotten easier, but I still had to stop a few times. And there was no judgment. It's just my body needed to stop. Sometimes I'll command my spirit to turn on the turbo jets, and that actually does help. But sometimes I just stop to kind of take a gander. But me being me, not being satisfied with stopping, I was inspired to try something different one of the times I was at the foot of the hill. And so as I began, well, before I even took a step, my heart told me, don't look up the hill until you reach the top. God, I can't even speak. Don't look up the hill until you reach the top. Just focus on the next few steps in front of your feet. That's what my spirit said. So I started, and the climb was still challenging. But y'all, I surprised myself when I got to the top and I hadn't stopped once. I might have hooped and hollered a few times when I got up there. I was so excited. So for me, I feel that it's just a wonderful example of how being in the present in every step and not needing to see the whole path. I used to look up and just see how much further I had to go. So just one foot in front of the other, not needing to see the whole path in front of me, got me where I wanted to go. I won't say much easier, but definitely easier. It was easier. Obviously, I knew it was steep before I began, but taking it step by step, one foot in front of the other, it helped me reach the top without stopping. Because my spirit knew that's what I wanted to do. And my spirit said, okay, if that's what you want to do, this is how we're going to do it. And it was right at the beginning of my journey there. So I feel it's just a great analogy just for life, for creating, I don't know, just beautiful experiences and timelines and just being in the now. Because, my spirit sees the big picture. Spirit sees the big picture. Spirit knows what I want. And spirit knows what lies ahead, what I can't see or know about. And I feel like that if we as human beings, heart-centered beings, just take one inspired step at a time, we can create exactly what we want with ease and grace. Sorry, my phone's going off. There we go. We can create exactly what we want with ease and grace. Okay, but I got up there. Great. It was a really cool experience. But I still had to come down. But descending, I feel like coming back down is analogous to where we're at in the ascension process. As Q says, going downhill can sometimes be harder than going uphill. And ain't that the truth? That's what we're talking about right now, right? I feel like we're just going downhill, but coming down that hill, this particular trail is a loop. So I don't go down the same way I go up. I have gone down the same way I went up, but it's not very enjoyable. It's tough. And the portion of the trail I chose to go down, it isn't as steep, but it has scree too, so it's tricky. It's precarious, and if I don't take great care, I could easily slip and fall, ass over tea kettle. I could fall on my keister so easily and experience something I definitely don't want to. I don't prefer, which would most likely involve pain. So going down, I go much slower. And I take very purposeful steps. And I feel like, isn't that similar to what we're going through right now? We just have to take very purposeful steps, just like we're all saying, Lauren, all of us. It's just, what do you prefer? What's your highest excitement? What do you want to do? Just do what your heart wants to do. And if we don't take care, take heartfelt steps, make heartfelt choices, I mean, it's true. We run the risk of experiencing timelines and experiences we don't prefer, or worse. There's so many things we could talk about, and I'm kind of running down to the end of my time. I've been observing how I'm deprogramming and deconditioning myself, stepping out of the matrix. I'm just observing and witnessing that. That's again what we've kind of shared today. You know what I mean? I just don't care. NFG, I just don't care about the things I used to, whether it's how I used to do certain things or how I used to respond to certain things. Even like when I would do certain things, like routines, sometimes I'm just like, why am I doing that at the same time all the time? I just don't care about what folks think of me anymore or what I do, so on, so on. And as Q says, nobody can tell you what you are, where you are, and how you are. It's just so liberating to just let it all go. Just don't give a rip. Don't give a rip anymore. I'm just over here doing me and having fun. Sometimes I step my foot into the mix and step back out. But thank you all for just sharing your hearts today with me. Lauren, Bo, Beth, Sunshine, thank you for showing up and being real, being raw, being authentic. I love you all. So I hope y'all will join me again in 2 weeks on Saturday, August 16th at 10 a.m. Central. I am going to have a guest, and my guest will be Pia Leichter. I forgot to ask her how she pronounces that. So sorry, Pia, if I bludgeoned your last name. So she's the founder of Collective Studio and the author of Welcome to the Creative Club, Making Life Your Biggest Art Project. On her website, Pia creatively, par she says she creatively partners and coaches, and in quotes here, visionary rebels, unconventional dreamers, and inspired misfits to bring visions and ventures into the world that create impact. And I really enjoyed connecting with her. Her life transforming story is fascinating. That's one piece of it. But if you want to tap back into your creative mojo, if you feel like you've got some inertia behind, a project or just even creating your life, that's what she's about. So she's your gal. She's super cool, and I know you're gonna love her. So with that, that's it for today, y'all. Thank you, BBS Radio. You guys are amazing. Thank you, everyone listening. Thank you for all my callers, for all your love, support. I couldn't do this without you. I knew the show would be perfect, and it turned out absolutely perfect. So thank you all for joining me again. Next up, you don't want to miss Unstoppable Love with the amazing Lauren and Zosia. See you all in 2 weeks. And just don't give a flying rip, you guys. Just go do you. Have fun. As Dr. Zorich would say, go run to the playset and just swing your little tushes off. I love you all. Have a beautiful day.